Another part of being a good neighbor is not dumping your trash. There's nothing that makes me madder than just finding litter. Whether it's out in the desert or somebody throwing stuff out of their car window. Just such sloppy laziness.
My back alley for about a year was a dumping ground for the next door neighbor. And it was terrible. I mean, we had mattresses, sofas, and everything else. I actually spent some time and went and cleaned it out so it looks nice and neat.
Well, there is a couple websites that you can report litter bugs. Don'tTrashAZ.org is one of them.
Writing this down.
And Pinal County, AZ.gov has a new tab on it, Keep Pinal Pristine, that you can go report dumping, and especially if you catch them. You know, catch a license plate, you can report it there, and then they'll send authorities there. So we've got such great trash service, consistent, reliable. We've got these city dumps. We've got these recycling transfer plant stations. I mean, it doesn't take hardly any effort to not be a slob. They make it so easy. Drives me nuts when I see that. So,
yeah,
probably preaching to the choir here, but at least these websites where you can go report them if you catch them can keep those handy.
And I will tell you this, those in law enforcement will tell you, if you're out there hunting, camping, hiking, and you see slobs either in their campsite that are breaking camp and leaving all kinds of trash or dumping stuff, do not approach them. Just try and get their driver's license number, record the date and time, and send that information to the appropriate law enforcement agencies. I have confronted people in the wild on occasion, and on occasion they've let me know they were armed. And you know what? I like keeping Arizona clean, but rather than take a bullet, I'll just go clean up after them. So law enforcement will encourage you, look, don't enter the fray. Just collect the information and make the report. On the topic of remodeling right now, if you've got a project you want to try and tackle in this new year, give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. And we'll try to help you every way we can if it's a project you're trying to tackle yourself. Now, I did take a little survey this week of some of my Rosie certified partners across the state, and to confirm something I said last week, that virtually every Rosie certified partner on the website at rosieonthehouse.com is currently hiring people. If you're in the trades and you're not happy with your boss, you're not happy with the work environment, you don't feel like you're respected as the tradesman or professional that you are or want to become, I would tell you, find somebody on my network that is operating in your particular trade that you're experienced in or trade you want to learn. I don't know anybody in my network that isn't currently hiring new people to the trades and giving them the training they need to become that apprentice, that intern that can develop into a full journeyman tradesman to develop a career. And I'll tell you this, at Rosie Wright Remodeling, we're currently hiring. I mentioned that last week. We got several very nice resumes. At Rosie Wright Remodeling, we have the intent of growing our little bitty company, and we're looking for great people, male or female, that can work with their hands and are familiar with handyman type work, managing supervision, supervising remodeling work, or estimating. If you're an estimator, I'd love to visit with you. So you can reach out at rosieonthehouse.com. Again, if you're in the trades, or if you're considering coming in to the trades from another industry that maybe COVID all but wiped out, the trades were all basically pretty darn busy through that whole pandemic and remain record level busy right now. Reach out to someone at rosieonthehouse.com. Just simply go on to find a certified partner. Pick the trade you're interested in, whether it's roofing, painting, drywall, cabinets, countertops, flooring, plumbing, electric, air conditioning, and look at our list of certified contractors. The list that you see on my website are the best of the best in each of the categories, and that's where you'll want to start your job search. Another email has come in. Go ahead.
I'm saying you don't need experience. If you're teachable,
no.
they'll take you on and teach you on job training.
We've taken a lot of people from the hospitality industry that just got annihilated by this pandemic, and apparently that's all coming back. But I know of about a half a dozen individuals that have left the hospitality industry and come into the service industry because they had no work. We were overrun by requests for work. Okay, a question from Sharon says, how should I clean my ceramic tile floors and grout? Sharon, it's a mind over matter, okay? If you don't mind, it don't matter. The first thing you need when cleaning ceramic tile floor and grout is knee pads, okay? Then you need a good nylon stiff brush, and then you need the appropriate cleaning agent. That I would tell you, simply find one of the Marvell Masonry stores located in Arizona, several in Phoenix, down in Tucson, and just pick up their stone, tile, and grout cleaner. But don't stop there. Once it's cleaned, allow the grout to thoroughly dry, staying off of it as much as you can. Let it thoroughly dry, and you will be tickled to death with the results if you then take the time to seal it and how much longer that's going to keep it looking good. But like I said, when it comes to cleaning ceramic tile and grout, my recommendation is hire it done. And you can find the appropriate contractor at rosieonthehouse.com. The company's called Clearco, our window washing company that also does floor cleaning as well.
And actually in our home maintenance.
To get it really clean, it's a job.
And our home maintenance calendar, at the bottom of each month, there's three tabs that our partners put promotional offerings in there. And Clearco is in there for February. You get five panes cleaned with a whole house window cleaning. So.